act of faith, and since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work on your behalf. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports before God's throne. And if you wish, you can maintain your anonymity. Just give us a first name, give us a last name, give us an initial. Doesn't really matter. God knows who you are. And most importantly, He has exactly what you need and will provide it exactly when you need it as you reach out to Him in faithful prayer. And we're here to pray along with you. That's what the power of intercessory prayer is all about. And God's given that to the church, and we're going to utilize it for His honor, for His glory, and for His praise. 7 a.m. straight up and down. One more hour to go, or 2 hours have already been passed, however you want to look at it. And this is Anthony Brown, along with Group Therapy and Na Na Okay, the happy song, here on Sounds of Praise. Amen. 11 minutes past the hour, 7 a.m. here on Sounds of Praise. And that was Jeremiah Hicks and Give Him Glory. On this last set, we heard Jermaine Dolly with Waiting. Tasha Cobb Leonard followed with Great God. Michael English with Little Is Much. Anthony Brown and Group Therapy with Na Na OK, the happy song. And we conclude the set with Jeremiah Hicks and Give Him Glory. 11 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Like I said, it's still not too late to get in your prayer requests. Again, our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. But before we go into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry, or the United Prayer and Praise Ministry, I guess is our new title, we bring you another landmark song. As we have been doing since we did the old landmark song during the presentation that we had for the late Aretha Franklin and the late James Cleveland. This is the Clark Sisters. We're going back, I don't know how far back, but way back. And this is the Clark Sisters with You Brought the Sunshine here on Sounds of Praise.
Come on, if you know if he brought the sunshine, come on, move a little bit. I just want some young people out there to just come up here. We don't want y'all to go crazy, but come on, give us some love. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Come on, where are young people at? You put love.
the Clark sisters, everybody.
Our old landmark song here on Sounds of Praise for this program, and that with the Clark Sisters, and You Brought the Sunshine. 7:16 here on Sounds of Praise. We're going before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Like I said, it's still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. Our number to call. Our number to call is 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. And I guess this could be in considered a landmark song. I believe it was done in 1995. And it goes back, I guess, before that, when with the original Mahalia Jackson, I Found the Answer, I Learned to Pray. But this is the one with Tremaine Hawkins and the late Mahalia Jackson, going back to 1995. As we go into the United Prayer and Praise Ministry here on Sounds of Praise.
I found the answer.
Now let me tell you a story.
I love to pray.
Of someone sad and lonely. All their hopes were gone. Their days were long and dreary. They couldn't even carry on. But then they found the courage to keep their head up high. And you know what? Once again, they're happy. And here's the reason why.
To guide me, I found the way. The sun is shining for me today. I found the answer, and I learned to pray.
Sing, Mahalia.
And weary, and I had gone astray, walking in the darkness. I could not find the way, but then a light came shining. From care, I found the answer.
I found the answer.
I learned to pray,
and I learned to pray
with faith to guide me.
With faith to guide me,
I found the way.
I know I found the way.
The sun is shining all for me each day.
Bible with you.
happening right all around me. Fighting both day and night, never ceasing. But with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong. You say,
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the king.
Say it, say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
Hey, let go.
Oh,
Yes, yeah, so what we're going to do, we're going to call on the name of the Lord. This is the United Prayer and Praise section of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we are praying for Michelle of Medford. We're praying that God's going to touch and heal her eyes. She has an eye doctor appointment on Tuesday. And also that she will be delivered from back pain and also from smoking. Michelle of Medford, God would touch and heal her eyes and also deliver her from back pain and deliverance from smoking. We have two individuals who are both retiring, J.A. and S.L., both retiring. We're praying that God's going to bless them during their retirement and continue to use them in various ways to bring glory to his name. And then we have a number of families who lost loved ones. We're praying for the family of A.B. And L.D., and we're praying for the family of Bishop James Ferguson, and also for the family of Marcus Smart of the Boston Celtics, whose mother passed away. So we're praising God. We're praying for them that God would strengthen them during their time of loss. And here on Sounds of Praise, we're praising God for being back on the air with our normal time slots on Sunday, 4 to 5 a.m. for a Brown Perspective on Sports, and also on Sunday following 5 to 8 with Sounds of Praise, which you're listening to right now if you're a new listener. But every time it comes around to the scheduling time, we have to pray that God will allow us to maintain this time, since so many people know us and a lot of our advertising is featured on this time. We're also looking to God for continued direction for my book, the first book. We've been talking about this for a long time, but I'm going to get it from my editor in a very few days. And now there are other things to be considered. We're looking for an individual to do our front and back covers of the book, and also looking for the right printer publisher who will do the type of job that we need. So we're praising God and looking to him for continued direction. A lot of work to do as we get this part of the ministry underway. Let's look to him in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to your throne this morning because you invite us to come. You said, come boldly unto your throne of grace where we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So whether it's mercy or whether it's grace, Lord, we're trusting you to work powerfully in our behalf and do the things that we cannot accomplish. Minister powerfully, Lord, in the life of Michelle of Medford. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out now, and she is going to be healed and delivered from the eye problems and also from her back pain, Lord, and also delivered from smoking. Nothing is too hard for you. And so, therefore, we place her in your hands, and may she sense your presence, and may she feel and receive the deliverance that you alone can give as you work mightily in her behalf. May she have a tremendous testimony in the days which are ahead of how you've brought deliverance into her life, and how through that deliverance she shall be a source of testimony into the lives of many others, and may many call you blessed through her life and through her testimony is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for J.A. and S.L., who are retiring, Father, we pray that you would minister the lives of these two individuals. Lord, give them your direction. Give them your strength. May your anointing be upon their lives in a special way. And may they receive, O Lord, the direction during this new phase of their life that you alone can give, so that they may be instruments of your righteousness and your deliverance. And may they be a source of continued blessing in the lives of many individuals is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the families of A.B., L.D., and Bishop James Ferguson, and the mother of Marcus Smart, who have all passed away, we pray, O Lord, that you would minister powerfully in the lives of their family members, Lord. Give them courage, give them strength, give them anointing, give them direction. May they sense the peace and the joy and the blessing that you alone can give, even during this time of loss. And may they be encouraged and blessed and strengthened and delivered, so that they might be sources of blessing that will bring joy into the hearts of many because of their ability to trust in you and be sources whereby your blessings might flow out even during their time of loss and even in the days which are ahead. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praising God here on Sounds of Praise for being back on the air with our normal time slots. And we're looking to God for direction as far as our first book is concerned, The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation. So we pray, O Lord, that you would minister powerfully in our lives. Give us your direction. May we know the way that you would have us to go. May we follow faithfully in the path that you have for us. So every aspect of your perfect will might be fulfilled in and through our lives and through this ministry and our business ventures as well, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 7:33 here on Sounds of Praise. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And if no one answers, just leave your message, your prayer request, or your praise report. And as soon as we get it, we'll begin praying for you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that the many Christians in our audience can also lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. And many others might be blessed and strengthened by all he accomplishes in and through your life. 7:34 here on Sounds of Praise. And you just heard Tremaine Hawkins and Mahalia Jackson with I Found the Answer, I Learned to Pray. And they were followed by Fred Hammond, Jay Moss, and Israel Houghton. And Call on Him. And the greatest prayer, the prayer that God is absolutely certain to answer, is when an unsaved person calls on Him for his salvation. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we're going to go back and bring in Fred, Israel, and Jay Moss. And this is Call on Him Again for His Salvation here on Sounds of Praise.
In the name of the Lord, oh, but with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong. You say,
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end. I'm a soldier, yeah, in the army of the King.
Say it.
I know He holds my destiny.
Hey, let go. No matter what, I'm holding on.
Yeah.
as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are. I know you're hurting, but when you call upon His name and
in the background, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton. And come as you are. That's what Jesus says. Come unto Him, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and He will give you rest. And if you're outside of His saving grace and keeping power, you don't have real rest. You don't have real peace. That only can come when you've given your life to Him, and He's in turn given you His salvation gift. And right now I'd like to lead you in prayer if you are in that condition, so that you might have the joy and the peace that Jesus Christ alone can give. If you pray these words after me as a prayer to God, He will bring His salvation gift alive within your life. It's what He's done for me and so many others, and you want to do that in your life this day, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And you need to receive Him now while you have this opportunity, before time passes on into eternity. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I recognize that Jesus has accomplished the salvation that I need to make myself right in Your sight. And I'm praying this day, Lord, right now, this moment, that You will forgive me of my sin and allow me to receive the salvation gift that Jesus Christ, by His perfect life, by His sacrificial death and resurrection, has made available through the Holy Spirit for those who will yield themselves to Him and to His control. And that's what I want to take place in my life this day. Save me. Provide Your salvation gift and make me Your child, is my prayer, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Donnelly, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. And we're not going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. That number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Donnelly, V-B at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. Just given to you to know what to do now that you're giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that you have done that. And please don't put off for some other day what you need to do today. As you are. Come as you are. 7:46 here on Sounds of Praise, and we just heard Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. And before that, we heard Fred Hammond, Jay Moss, and Israel Houghton with Call on Him. We pray you have done that. And if so, please contact us so we can send you some material to help you know what to do now that you're giving your life to the Lord. Coming up next here on Sounds of Praise, we continue with more new music and top hits of the year 2018. Pastor Marvin Sapp, and this is Honor and Glory.
Let's give Him honor and glory.
Honor and glory, power and majesty. We offer praise and
yes, we do.
To our King.
Honor
and glory, power and majesty. We offer praise and
Commandify, let's lift His name high. Acknowledging His greatness, declaring Adonai, for He is worthy of sincere praise, adoration, and honor to the Ancient of Days. We give
honor and glory,
oh,
power and majesty.
We offer. Splendor of the King.
And from Pastor Marvin Sapp with Honor and Glory, this is Kirk Franklin and the Singers and Wanna Be Happy? Or do you want God's joy? I guess that's what it's more important and more relevant, I guess I should say.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if
you want to be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you want to be happy?
Yeah.
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here. You're tired of you, then say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance,
let me hear you say yeah,
say yeah,
yeah. If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel.
Who do it?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain. Long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes. Pull over, let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
Everybody.
7:57 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Hopefully you enjoyed the program. I enjoyed bringing it to you. In the background, we have the Music City Quartet and I Wanna Be Somebody. So until next Sunday, it's your host Donnelly Brown saying God bless, have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Oh, I should tell you, next Sunday we are going to bring you a program about the joy of the Lord, which is a title of my first book. So therefore, that's like a prelude for what's coming. So stay tuned for that next, tune in next Sunday for that at 4 a.m. Hope to see you bright and early at that, I'm sorry, at 4 a.m. the sports show, 5 o'clock at Sounds of Praise. I'll be okay. I haven't had my first cup of coffee yet. Why you want? So anyway, until next Sunday, Joe Donnelly Brown saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. We'll see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you.
Until the good things happen, I believe in somebody good plan. I want to be somebody who loves everybody by the grace of God. I know I